All right, welcome back to the deep dive. So our mission here is pretty simple, right? We take the stack of sources you've shared with us, all the articles, the program guides, and we pull out the essential insights.
And the theme today is, it's a big one. We're seeing this massive accelerating transition.
Yeah, every company is suddenly an AI company.
Whether they want to be or not.
Yeah.
But that's creating a serious problem.
A huge gap.
It's a knowledge gap. I mean, you've got these brilliant data scientists who build incredible models.
The wizards behind the curtain.
Exactly. But you have far, far fewer business leaders who can actually translate the output of those models into, you know, actionable business strategy.
It's not enough to be good with a spreadsheet anymore. You have to be fluent in the application of AI and understand the ethics of it all.
For sure. The market is screaming for these AI translators.
Which is exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We are digging into the source material you sent on a very specific master's degree, the MS in Business Analytics and AI from the Kogod School of Business.
We want to understand their approach, how they're trying to train this new breed of data-savvy executive.
And we're not talking about just some generic program here. The sources you shared, they immediately established its credibility. It notes that Kogod has been recognized as best in class for AI by Hind Higher Education's Poets and Quants.
So they have a reputation.
Okay, let's unpack this. What I find really fascinating is how the program is designed.
Yeah.
It confirms that core idea we were just talking about.
Right. It's built to prepare students to lead, not just to code.
The sources are so upfront about it. They say this is an analytics program for business people. It's all about strategic leadership, about enterprise application, not just pure tech development.
And that distinction, business application first, that is the single most important thing for you, the listener, to grasp when you're mapping out a career. It really defines the whole program's accessibility.
Right, which is where we should probably start.
Yeah.
We hear about AI and machine learning programs all the time that demand this heavy background in computer science or, you know, advanced math.
A huge barrier to entry for most people.
But the sources here state that the Kogod MS in Business Analytics and AI program has, get this, no coding background required for admission.
And that's a huge shift.
It feels like it democratizes the field, you know?
It absolutely does. It opens the door for professionals who already have incredible domain expertise. Maybe you're a finance manager or a supply chain specialist.
A marketing expert.
Exactly. People who felt locked out because they didn't have 4 years of programming under their belt.
Okay, but here's the question. If they're letting people in without that coding background, how do they make sure the graduates still have the technical rigor they need? I mean, does a lower barrier to entry compromise the outcome?
That's a fair question, and that's where the 33-credit-hour structure comes in. It's designed as a rapid, focused immersion. They don't seem to compromise on the technical foundations. They just they focus the training very specifically on business utility.
So what does that look like?
Well, students get rigorously trained in advanced quantitative methods, machine learning, and this is critical, natural language processing, NLP.
Okay, let's pause on that for a second. NLP. For a listener who isn't deep in this world, what does that actually look like in a business context? It sounds so abstract.
It's really about teaching systems to understand and generate human language. So think about the real world uses. It means analyzing huge amounts of unstructured data.
Like what?
Customer feedback from call transcripts, compliance notes and legal documents, even sentiment analysis from social media. It's about turning all that text into quantifiable insights. It's how you unlock the dark data in an organization.
Got it. Okay. So they're getting those high-level skills, but they're also getting proficient in the specific tools employers want. The sources list R, Python, SQL, and Tableau.
Exactly. R and Python are your statistical powerhouses for modeling, but knowing SQL and Tableau, that's what lets you connect to the actual database and then visualize the results for the people who make decisions.
And I noticed they specifically mentioned training and prompt engineering.
Which is a huge sign of how current the program is.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's not a legacy skill. That's about knowing how to talk to today's generative AI models, the LLMs, to get results that are actually accurate and usable. It makes a graduate productive from day one.
It really does. But the real strategic goal of this curriculum is something Kogod calls whole of business understanding.
Okay.
This isn't just about the data department. It makes sure graduates get essential knowledge in tech, strategy, operations, supply chain, finance, accounting, marketing, the whole picture.
So why is that so crucial for an AI leader Why does an AI product manager need to know what's happening over in accounting?
Because you can't solve a business problem if you don't understand the business. It's that simple. An AI translator has to be able to walk into any departmental meeting.
Supply chain optimization, marketing segmentation.
Right, and understand the language, the metrics, the priorities of that team. It means they're ready for a seat at the table on any topic. They're not just siloed in IT.
That sounds like a really powerful combination.
Wow.
And it's backed up by the program's official status, right? The sources highlight that it's STEM designated.
Which is strategically very important. It signals that technical savvy to employers. And for our international listeners, that STEM designation is especially valuable.
Why is that?
It offers eligibility for a crucial 24-month extension of their optional practical training, the OPT. That allows them to get more post-graduation work experience here in the U.S.
That adds a ton of value.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've kind of established the identity of this program, but this brings us to the really critical distinction. If I'm someone with strong business sense, why would I choose this path over, say, a typical data science master's?
And this is where it gets really interesting.
The source material gives us a crystal clear answer on that.
It really is an aha moment for the listener because this choice defines your entire career path. The two programs are serving fundamentally different needs in an organization.
So let's break it down. Maybe start with a purpose.
Okay. The COGOD BA and AI program. It's explicitly designed to apply AI and machine learning tools in specific business functions.
Strategy, operations, making decisions.
Exactly. The whole point is using the models to drive profits and growth.
Now contrast that with a typical data science MS. The sources describe that as being much more narrowly focused on the core tech.
Right. On the algorithmic development, the statistical modeling, the engineering. They're focused on building and optimizing the systems themselves.
And if you look at the curriculum, that split is really obvious.
It is. The BA and AI track has its strong analytics core, but then uses electives for deep functional specialization. You can focus on sustainability analytics, marketing, finance, even forensic accounting. It forces you to connect data to a specific business discipline.
Whereas the typical data science curriculum goes way heavier on theory.
Much heavier. Advanced statistics, deep learning architecture, data engineering pipelines. There's just less emphasis on communicating with stakeholders or the business context.
And that leads right back to the biggest practical difference, the background you need to get in.
Yep. The low barrier for the BA and AI program, no coding required. That means it's accessible to career changers, people from the humanities. But a typical data science MS expects you to walk in the door with a solid foundation in programming, calculus, and stats.
So it's a filter based on your existing skills.
And your preference, really. It tells me there's a difference in the mindset required. If you love the detailed, often solitary work of debugging and optimizing algorithms.
Data science is your path.
For sure. But if you'd rather be translating those results for the C-suite, leading change management, and deciding where the business should invest its AI resources.
Then the BA and AI track is the clear fit.
It's the difference between improving the F1 score of a model versus ensuring that model generated $1 million in new revenue this quarter.
And that focus on translation, it's really reinforced by the emphasis in the COGOD program on mastering data storytelling for impact. That sounds like a soft skill, but it's becoming the most valuable skill in this new economy.
Oh, it absolutely is. Data storytelling is. It's the art of turning complex technical findings into a compelling, clear narrative that actually inspires action.
It's the difference between showing a stakeholder a confusing chart
and giving them a 3-point summary, explaining exactly why they need to change their marketing budget tomorrow. That skill is what gets you a seat at the leadership table.
And the job roles that come out of this reflect that split perfectly.
Yeah.
The COGOD BAAI graduates are being primed for roles like AI product manager, AI transformation manager.
Business analytics consultant, marketing analyst, roles that build bridges.
While the typical data science grad is more likely aiming for data scientist, ML engineer, or research scientist.
Roles that are centered on the technical development itself. It's a really crucial distinction for you to consider, you know, based on where you see yourself in 5 years.
Okay, we've established the theory. Let's look at how it plays out in practice. We should talk about the applied learning, the flexibility, and the tangible return on investment that the sources cite.
Well, the flexibility is definitely a highlight. They have options for in-person, online, or hybrid. You can do it full-time or part-time.
And I saw there's even a dual degree option, an MS plus an MBA.
Yeah, for those who want maximum leadership credentials alongside the tech skills.
But the real strategic differentiator, no matter how you study, seems to be this practicum project.
It is. And it's not optional. It's not hypothetical. Every single student has to complete an in-person, hands-on practicum in Washington, D.C.
That mandatory D.C. experience seems strategically powerful.
It forces students to take all that theoretical knowledge, the R, the Python, the SQL, and immediately apply it to real-world business problems with real data for real clients.
Yeah, and the client list mentioned in the sources is pretty impressive. We're talking DC United, Capital One, Siemens, Special Olympics.
That's a huge range. Major finance, global industry, sports entertainment, and nonprofits.
So what's the point of that?
Well, that practicum connects students directly to the, quote, unparalleled networking and professional opportunities in DC. It links them to global Fortune 500 companies, NGOs, powerful government agencies. You're not just getting classroom experience, you're building a network.
Which is critical for those first few years after you graduate.
For sure. And it also speaks to the program's culture, which the sources describe as being deliberately small and tight-knit. It's designed to foster these professional bonds.
Right. There was a quote from a student, Victoria Smith. She said, COGAD's focus on practical experience and relationship building was ideal for her.
And that combination of applied learning and strategic location, it translates directly into some compelling ROI stats. The sources say that 94% of graduates are working or in further education within 6 months of graduating.
That is a phenomenal placement rate.
It is. And more importantly, that work translates into real financial gain. The sources cite an average salary increase of over 35% over graduation.
Wow. That kind of return really validates the program's focus on that AI translator role. It's clearly in high demand.
And the job titles prove it. You see AI product managers, financial analysts using AI for forecasting, marketing analysts building predictive models, supply chain managers, intelligence analysts.
These are all roles fundamentally about applying data to strategy.
Exactly. And it's also worth highlighting COGAD's commitment to responsible business practices, not just profit.
Mm-hmm.
The sources note their major activity in sustainability. COGAD is ranked number 3 in the U.S. and number 5 globally by Corporate Knights in that area.
So they're actively integrating these fields. That feels very future forward.
That holistic view is key. They aren't teaching AI in a vacuum. They're connecting the dots between AI, data, and social responsibility. They even hosted a speaker series on AI and sustainability with the CEO of Xylem, Matthew Pine.
That says a lot about the kind of ethical, globally minded leader they're trying to build.
It does.
So if we pull all of this together, what does this all mean for you, the listener, the learner?
It means that this degree, the COGAD MS in Business Analytics and AI, it's perfectly tailored for the professional who sees the urgency of the AI economy, but prefers to lead strategy and application rather than just diving deep into algorithm development.
It's serving that immediate, accelerating need for people who can bridge that gap.
That gap between complex AI insights and real-world business strategy, yes.
And the broader context totally confirms how critical that human role is becoming.
Yeah.
One of the recent news items in your sources, it referenced a finding that generative AI can brainstorm objectives but needs human expertise for decision quality.
That is such a profound idea to end on.
Right.
Yeah. If sophisticated Gen AI tools can increasingly handle the objective generation and a lot of the complex data modeling, the technical heavy lifting, it raises a really important question for you to think about.
Which?
How much more critical does the human role of translating that information into high quality ethical decisions become? What new soft skills like data storytelling, contextual understanding, and connecting AI to a whole of business understanding become truly indispensable when the machines are handling the technical tasks?
So the human oversight becomes the real competitive advantage.
That's it. That strategic human oversight is the core advantage this program seems to offer. And it's something you will need to map out in your career no matter which path you choose.